I wish you could come when we're gonna get ready to get started on this meeting here shortly, so I'm gonna have to jump off.
Behind the scenes, not talking to anybody about it because I didn't think that I was in a position yet that it was ready enough that I could actually bring something to the county. And, you know, me and my group, we are ready to bring something to the county. And, you know, we would love to sit down and show you some of our development that we have for that project.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. And for the other callers on the call, I skipped over our correspondence commissioner report on purpose because of Mr. Gonzalez's, you know, entourage he had in the room with us this morning. So I'm gonna go back to our commissioners giving a report so they can get back to their busy schedule.
Thank you.
Goodbye, boys. Have a great day. So.
Thank you.
We've had these youngsters here before, so I thought it would be appropriate to move forward, so. We'll start off with Commissioner Lopez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, a couple of last very, very busy weeks. On the 23rd of April, we held a meeting in the US with the Board of County Commissioners here in Los Angeles County with the Colorado Oil and Gas Representative, Commissioner Jeff Robbins. We learned of some of the rulemaking that is happening at the state level. We also had an opportunity to learn the makeup of that commission, the composition of it, the responsibility and the responsibility of the state and the county to work together when permitting wells for either fracking or boring here in Los Angeles County. So very informational meeting. On the 23rd, we held the Colorado Counties Incorporated, the board meeting, finalized the agenda for the summer conference, which is going to be taking place June 7th through the 9th in Eagle County, Bell. And the opportunity, the recommendations that were made out of the group of board representatives is that we're going to have a hybrid conference. We're going to have the opportunity for those that want to attend in person, as well as virtual options. There was a meeting on the 26th of April held by the city of Trinidad, pretty much to hear opportunities on the housing challenges, as Mr. Gonzalez mentioned, and opportunities. And then on the 29th and 30th, we had a marathon of meetings with CCI, all the steering committees going over the legislative agenda. And I like to remind the listeners and all of us that all those bills that are impacting counties, one way or another, are posted and listed on our county website. And so for any information, just go log into there and pretty much all the updates and recommendations. One of the things that I like our constituents to know that this session is pushing, they still have quite a few bills. We're gonna be probably going through over 600 bills. The majority of them already gone through, but there is quite a lot of them. And then one note that I really have is the Department of Treasury from the United States is actually putting out the new guidelines for the new stimulus monies that were sent out to counties, states, and so on. We've asked also through NACO and CCI to put a work session with all the finance personnel and county administrators as to how to expense those dollars. So that's forthcoming, and CCI is pretty active on that. We'll keep you posted, and for now, the board at CCI is very engaged in having that so we can have consistency across the state. Then yesterday on May 2nd, the New Elk Mine had a working group basically informing us of what is happening, where they're at with their coal extraction operations. And so it seems like they're ready to go. They're jumping through all the hurdles, and that's my report, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Haas.
On the 21st of April, Purgatory Water Partnership Board and Jimmy Community and Frank Lowell and Jeff Montoya and other concerned citizens met at Kickwire, Baca, Elmaro, Headgate, and address the concerns and possible challenges of cleaning up the river from there to the dam, and found out, and it was surprising to me, I found out that the city is responsible for that cleanup of that river from the headgate to the dam. Then on the 21st in the evening, I met with the governor's office in Eastern and Southern Colorado update. Zan Martin was monitored. It was about the recovery stage of COVID, currently in the fourth wave. And they're pretty excited that 82 to 83% of over 70-year-olds are vaccinated now. And hopefully we can start opening up soon. Talked about the confidence in the Johnson & Johnson that it was waning. And one of the primary questions that I asked Senator Martin was with the decrease in the and with the COVID vaccine participation, when will this effort to be vaccinated become a personal responsibility or a choice, if you will, such as getting the flu vaccine is? And we hope, he told us that he hoped that was soon, that as soon as we can get around this fourth wave, I guess, and all these different variants that are out there, that that's a possibility. I can only hope. On the evening of the 22nd, the health board was a follow-up meeting concerning the new public health order of 2038. Los Angeles County and Warfield County updates, the rise in the cases, especially in the youth, was a huge concern. We do have COVID beds available as of this time. I don't know what the current status is. And at that time, Raton was in red. And like I said, there were several variants that were under discussion. Then on the 23rd, as Commissioner Lopez mentioned, Felix, we met with Jeff Robbins, a Durango lawyer appointed by Governor Polis for the COPC updates. There are three new rulemakings in the process concerning orphan well abandonment, worker safety, and permitting fees. On the 27th, the Environmental Impact Assistance Committee met, and many of the bills that in the legislation were discussed, and most of them dealing with budgets, because even the Environmental Impact Assistance Committee is struggling to find funding. And Senate Bill 21-205, $5 million set aside for undocumented immigrants. House Bill 1278, DOLA Affordable Housing Bill, $1.6 million for Housing Toolkit, local private, specifically addressing rural communities. 21-060, Broadband Bill, $5 million of additional funding. Senate Bill 204, $5 million additional for ready grants and job creation, and so on and so on. The American Rescue Act was a huge topic of conversation. And finally, the Fisher Peak Partners met, and it was a very interesting meeting with just the six participants with the partners. The draft for public survey is due out on the third week of May. 42 letters were sent out with good response from 12 different tribes from the Southern Utes, and they're very interested in what's going on up there. There's some construction, there's some talk about the construction trail to the peak, 8 miles of a park from the parking lot, 3,300 feet in elevation gain, and possibly the construction bid will go out in May, and they're hoping to begin the construction of that project in July. In 2022, the projected number of miles for the trails, they're hoping will be 30 plus miles. One of the questions I had for him is on this trail to the peak, do they have staging stations up there? My concern was high altitude sickness, and if somebody were to get halfway up an 8 mile hike with a 3,300 feet elevation, would they be able to stop somewhere and rest, or possibly there may have to be some rescue to pull them off of there? And they said there's some park management roads that they're working on, and the old ranch roads they will use to access that trail. There's some talk about moving the main entrance to the park from exit 8 to exit 11. And they're working, they're anticipating 500 vehicles to make the park entrance. Also, there's a discussion with New Mexico on making a possible entrance from the Sugar Reef area over there. That's all I have.
Thank you, commissioners. Commissioner Hass, if you would add one more comment on the, and I think Commissioner Lopez has been contacted as well. The opposition to Initiative 16 has gained a lot of momentum locally. Would you like to add to the agenda this morning?
Yeah, we have, since our resolution was adopted, there's been five counties that have reached out from across the state wanting to use our resolution to help draft their resolution of opposition. So it was pretty exciting, and it's a nonpartisan issue, and people are realizing that it's not only affecting ag, it'll affect the pets in your home.
Thank you, Commissioner. And for me, I'm going to keep mine short. We have attended a lot of the same meetings as well. And I just want to touch base on the health department meeting that we were on the 22nd, I believe. I don't know how well it came out in the newspapers or in the public sentiment, but at that meeting, the May 1st deadline was going to be the deadline for the blue level. They're kept keeping us on at that time, I believe, if I remember correctly, gentlemen, that they would be following the CDPHE new guidelines that was put out by the governor on the public health order. So those guidelines were to take effect May 1st, according to the health department's Board of Health meeting that we had on the 22nd. So I'd just like to stress that to the community, that there are some items in there that you probably need to read very thoroughly and also get with the health department to make sure you're in compliance of the new public health order. And there are some ease of restrictions in there for mass gatherings, indoor mass gatherings, and for restaurants included. So that's a good sign of moving forward. I would also like to state that the state of Oklahoma has lifted their declaration of emergency as of this morning. So hopefully Colorado will follow suit as long as we do so in a safe manner and keep all our residents safe. No. Thank you. That's all I'll have. And I apologize for jumping off of that. I just knew those young men were going to be a little bit of rowdiness this morning. So we will move back to public comment. I believe we have signed up for this morning is Mr. Jim Leslie, Cougar Canyon Properties Trinidad Associates. Mr. Leslie, are you on the call? Am I being muted, Mr. Leslie?
I'm trying to. Okay, can you hear me now?
There you are. All right, good morning.
Okay, thanks very much for letting me speak. I'm the owner of some lots there in Cougar Canyon that you're about to foreclose on, 14 of them. And I have a request, but before I get to the request, I'd like to take no more than 5 minutes to just give you a quick bio on me and why I'm involved in Colorado and why the taxes aren't paid. I've been building homes since about 1975, and I've currently this year have closed on 63 new homes that we built. Obviously, we started them last year, and I have an additional 79 homes under construction at this moment. It's all in Imperial County, California. That's about 100 miles east of San Diego, bordered by Mexico in the south and Arizona to the east. I started building in Imperial Valley exclusively, having left San Diego to go to Imperial Valley. Started that in 1990, and about in the year 2000, I saw the potential there in Imperial Valley, but I didn't have the resources to take it to the potential, so I joint ventured with another builder named George Szabo. We became 50-50 partners. I basically got to retire. He was doing all the work, and between 2000 and the bubble housing bubble bust in about 2007 or so, we had built about 1500 homes there in Imperial Valley. George had one key employee. His name was Dave Anderson, and he was running the entire thing. And part of enticing me into this joint venture was that they would take my son, put him as Dave Anderson's protege and elevate my son from a superintendent to a project manager, which they did do. In approximately about 2004, George and Dave came to me and wanted me to get involved in Trinidad, Colorado in a project called Cougar Canyon, which was kind of like a field of dreams, build it and they will come. So they flew me out there to take a look, and I liked the project. I liked everything, except I drove around the town and I saw a lot of for sale signs on houses, a lot of vacant residential lots for sale. And I basically declined getting involved in Trinidad. But George and Dave continued on. They formed Stone Ridge Development LLC and 10B Investment LLC, which bought some properties there in Trinidad and Cougar Canyon and started developing lots. They later came to me and said, well, we formed another LLC called Trinidad Associates, and Trinidad Associates is going to buy approximately 28 completely finished lots. And by the way, my son was going to be the general contractor in building those homes, and he had invested some money in it, and they need another investor. So I reluctantly became an investor in Trinidad Associates to about the tune of $250,000. Anyway, the bubble in 2006 or seven upset everything. Both my son and I lost everything that we had invested there in Trinidad. My son built about half of the 28 lots, I think 14, and then there's 14 left. And the 14 are, the 14 of the lots that are left are completely finished. They're ready to build on. But because of all the taxes and stuff, it didn't get built on. And the feasibility at the time was, it wasn't ready to have those houses built. Fast forward to 2010, my partner George Szabo dies in a motorcycle crash, and I had to take over all of the properties that we had in Southern California. And in doing so, I discovered that Dave Anderson and George Szabo were cheating me out of a lot of money. And so I instigated a lawsuit, had a very, very strong case. They wanted to settle. And so I agreed to go to a settlement meeting with them. And I ended up getting some cash and all of the interest that I had in Imperial Valley. Those were all deeded over to me. They wanted to throw in the Colorado properties, and I resisted because I didn't value them as worth anything, because I knew they had some taxes on them, back taxes. And then Katrina, the heir to Szabo, said in the meeting with all these lawyers around, oh, I just got done paying all the taxes. I brought them up to date. And so I reluctantly agreed to take the Colorado properties as part of the settlement. But because I didn't really give it a whole lot of value, I mean, I was more focused on the stuff in Imperial Valley in California, that I didn't do my due diligence in Colorado. It turns out that she only paid the taxes on two of the 30-something properties. And of course, when I found this out, the settlement agreement, of course, had, you know, legalese language that you're relying solely on this written agreement. Nothing verbal would be allowed. So anyway, my son Tori and I went back to Trinidad. The town was still dead. And I decided to list the 14 buildable lots, readily buildable lots with a local realtor there, Ed Trometer. And we put a price of $25,000 on them, although it cost $35,000 plus to develop the lots, put the streets and water and utilities in. And so he had the listing for 4 or 5 years, not one offer. So I basically have just sort of given up on Colorado. But now that you're about to foreclose on the 14 lots, my request is that you give me a 6-month extension on that, and I will get out there and take a very serious look as to whether we can start up and build. Now, I'm not interested in starting up out there to build 14 homes. I have 190 lots in the three companies that I inherited in the lawsuit. And that's what I would be out there evaluating. I have a friend who, a small builder, who is willing to go out to Colorado and build on these 14 lots as long as I will subordinate, you know, all my interest and only get paid when the houses sell. So my request is to have a 6-month stay or extension on the foreclosure of these lots, so I have time to do this evaluation and get started. And then perhaps another 6-month extension if you see that we're actually performing and getting something done. So the big elephant, if you will, out there is the taxes that are back due. The next approximately 20 lots owned by Stone Ridge are final mapped lots, and so they're being taxed very high over this period of time, and I don't think the taxes have been paid since 2009. Those are the ones that have me most concerned, because if you take they each owe about $20,000 in taxes, roughly. If you take $20,000 plus $35,000 to put the improvements in, you're at a $55,000 finished lot, and I'm not certain that that makes sense. I have some other bigger parcels out there, one of which I just brought the taxes current on. Those have some potential down the road, but they're not as close to being buildable as those 20 lots. So there may have to be a question brought up in the future about taxes and maybe some relief on some of that. I don't know that yet because I haven't done this evaluation, but I would certainly like the opportunity and would very much appreciate it if you would give me that initial 6-month extension to get some work done and perhaps get going out there one way or the other.
Thank you, Mr. Leslie. Since this is a public comment session, we can't engage with you with a question and answer, if you can hear me. Since this is a public work session, we can't engage with you for questions and answers. We will take your request under advisement with our legal counsel and with our Sims County Treasurer and Assessor's Office. We will then get back to you through possibly your administrator and see where you are at that point, possible moving forward or with a work session of some sort, questions and answers can occur at that time. However, we are tied to state statute. If I we can remind you and everyone on the call, our assessor's office and treasurer's office, once the process has started, they do have timelines and guidelines they must follow. So thank you for appearing before us this morning. We will take this again, like I said, under advisement, and we will reach out to you hopefully within the next couple of weeks. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anyone else on the call for public comment today? Item 5, and we do have a 10 o'clock hearing coming in, so that's a temporary measure. Item 5, Judy Walden, presentations. Mrs. Walden?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I'm here to discuss, to briefly outline work that we're doing in terms of the COVID recovery funds under CDOT called the Main Street Recovery Funds. And the purpose of these funds is basically to build the infrastructure that it takes to drive travelers into the downtown of all the towns in the region. So what we're discussing is the area that goes from Trinidad to Walsenburg, usually referred to as the Scenic Highway of Legends. And the background of this is that in January, the COG finished a multimodal plan for this 82-mile stretch of highway. Its primary purpose is safety for locals and visitors, but its secondary purpose is to create more opportunities for pedestrians, bicyclists, and all kinds of travelers. And with COVID, especially things that have to do with recreating in the outdoors, being in the outdoors, including opportunities for dining outdoors, et cetera. So Walt Bolden at the COG has agreed to put together a plan that would include both counties and specifically the cities of Trinidad and Walsenburg. So I'm just going to address the Los Animas County section of this right now. And Walt will be in touch with you about the specifics of the finances. But to set the stage, we have identified almost $200,000 in projects that fit the criteria of the Main Street grant. And the whole project will be built on the framework of grant that was in January. So the planning, these recommendations have come from a planning grant, okay? And basically, let me just, you can look at specifically, work with Walt on in terms of the cost of the each part. But basically, starting at Trinidad State Park. So the city of Trinidad is doing a separate project, which is basically putting in an in-town wayfinding program, which has 32 signs saying turn toward this attraction, turn toward the library, public restrooms, et cetera, both civic and attractions within town, but to help visitors when they first get to town navigate their way through the downtown. Okay, so then starting at Trinidad State Park, the list that we're sending that have to do with you has to do with Trinidad State Park. And first of all, some signage at the entrance to town, tying the state park to the downtowns in the region. So that would not only include, it would primarily include at your end, Trinidad, but would also highlight the towns of Valdez, Segundo, Primero, Cordova, Weston, Vigil. Okay. And then the other focus is to tie together the state park with Cokedale. So, the museum at Cokedale is pretty underutilized at this point, and travelers to the state park are all looking for something to do. So there is a recommendation for a bike path that connects Trinidad State Park and Cokedale. Moving on to Cokedale, some of you have seen the wayfinding sign that recently went in that marks the entrance to the town of Cokedale. We're recommending that entry to town have further improvements that makes it more of a cohesive whole and tells the story, not only of the Coke towns, but it would be the gateway to all the Coke towns, but also the early Hispano settlement and indigenous people before that. Then for all the coal towns, the first step in terms of telling that story would be to identify the towns. People are going through town now and they say, there's nothing here. They don't see a town center. So a clear identification of all those coal towns so that people say, we are in a historic spot. That's in this plan. Then probably a future plan, because it needs discussion and work with the stakeholders, is to say where along those coal towns could there be a place outside the museum, but further along, that people could really understand the full history of the Lower Purgatory Valley. Then moving up to Stonewall, the Dakota Wall has been printing postcards with that image of the Dakota Wall since the early 1900s. but there's still no place that people can pull over, have a picnic, have visitor information in a restroom, a small park, maybe a pocket park, and understand the significance of the Dakota Wall. So we're recommending that. And then finally, this would be under the City of Trinidad in terms of their match responsibility, but then to identify Monument Lake. Right now, if you're not an insider and you haven't been coming to Monument Lake for years, you don't understand that there's recreation there and that it's the gateway to more recreation than just the people who are staying at the resort. So that's the outline. And there are similar outlines for Huerfano County and for the cities of Trinidad and Walsenburg. So that's just an introduction. And as Walt says, there isn't money that comes down the pike for little projects like this that can be bundled together to really create a cohesive navigation system for travelers on this 82-mile byway. So other questions?
Just Ms. Wallen, maybe I missed this. What organization are you representing today?
I am a private consultant, and I am representing my right now. I'm representing bringing for Walt Bolden, who's putting together the plan. I've done estimates for him.
Okay, so Walt, the Council of Governments has requested this?
Right here. Yes, they have.
Thank you. And Ms. Walden, also, if you want to remind the group, your involvement on the Bell study that took place for what, a couple of years? You were pretty much from the beginning of that study all the way to the end.
Right. So my involvement recently in the area is that I was a member of the team, the Pell study team, which was, and my responsibility was all the tourism and visitor related amenities that were recommended along the byway. So I've been working on that project for the last year and a half. And I have another project I've been working on in the area, which is the wayfinding signs, which we did in conjunction with you, something like an 8-year project. And the signs that have recently gone in on Raton Pass, Cokedale, and North Lake are all part of a regional wayfinding sign to try to alert travelers to what's here that they should see and experience.
The reason why I asked is for the viewers on the call today.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hass, any questions?
Okay. I got one more question. When you're talking about wayfinding, are you looking at physical signage as well as virtual signage that is connected to our website? That, you know, for many of the users that travel anywhere, they are connected to technology, and certainly I think that would be, is that considering the proposal?
It's not under the guidelines to this proposal, but it most certainly all of this would need to be integrated into all of the electronic information. But the website work, the electronic work is not recommended for this. That would be considered more marketing than infrastructure. So this is more infrastructure.
Okay, so you would be putting the project, the grant per se, together on behalf of Los Angeles County, working directly with Council of Governments. And can you walk us through the process of cash match, when is the grant due, and those kind of getting to the weeds a little bit?
Right. Well, we are in the weeds. I think that today or tomorrow, Walt's having a meeting with you and the other commissioners with Huerfano and to discuss how this could be approached. So my only role has been to create the estimates so that you have something to work with. And then on the 12th, the grant is due. which is also, and Walt's operation will be preparing the grant. And then we'll be talking with all of you about the 10% match, which is required. And it can either be a cash match or in-kind match. So the estimates have been broken into time and materials. So if there are county contributions that could be made, that might be a way to get at the grant. And that would be the work that would have to do with installation of the signage.
And Ms. Walton, that meeting is occurring this afternoon, I believe at 1 o'clock. Yeah, we're scheduled for that today. So thank you for your time this morning and for this value information and for supporting Los Angeles and working on the counties and our tourism groups.
Thank you.
Being here with us today.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving right along to elected officials update. Sheriff Navarrete has contacted me this morning. He's not available. So we move on to Assessor Jody Amato. Ms. Amato. Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to see everybody's back in.
Pull that microphone.
I know. You know who I am as long as my voice goes over it. We just started the month of May protest period. We sent out over 20,000 NOVs. They dropped in the mail May 1st, so we will be a very, very busy office. We did see some increases in our residential value. Our commercial values stayed pretty flatline. Depending on what type of agricultural land you have, you might see a slight increase, you might see a slight decrease. It just kind of depends on where you're located within the county. Yesterday was our first day of protest to the county. We had well over 200 phone calls. So it is going steady. As soon as we get that process done, then it will be moving on to commissioners and to the county board of equalization hearings. So hopefully it's a smooth process. We did go up overall about 12 million in assessed value from a reevaluation. So it was an increase, as I'm sure you're aware, you've seen on the Denver News, Colorado Springs News, Pueblo News. As you know, also from here locally, we're in a housing shortage. The market is hot. The houses are not staying on the market. So we are seeing those home values increase because the market is increasing. We're just trying to keep moving forward, and it's the month of May. So if there's a taxpayer listening, or if there's taxpayers out there, if you have a problem with your valuation, please come see me or my staff in the month of May, and we'll be happy to explain the process to you, or sit down and discuss and show you our valuation, and you can have the opportunity to tell us why you think ours is not correct.
I look forward to the BOE meetings.
May I have a question now? At the state level, what is the perception or recommendations for residential and both commercial valuation into 2022? Do you have any idea what could be happening there?
Well, in the state of Colorado, we reval for 2 years. So the values we set for 21 will stay the same for 2022. We won't reval again until 2023. If the market continues the direction it's headed now, which is trending upward, we could see some significant increases in 2023. I have been here in 2006 and 2007 when we had the interest rate and then the bubble burst. We had high valuations, we had very high sales, bubble burst. Next reval, we saw decrease in valuation. So I'm, as an assessor, I'm a little leery to see when this bubble we're in is going to rupture, but if the trend continues the way it is, we are going to see elevated values, or I should say increased values, because home sales here locally are nothing like I have seen in the last 19 years.
Thank you, Ms. Smile.
Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Our county clerk's office, I see Mr. Messis, and would you like to
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we don't have any updates, although we've got our 10 o'clock hearing. So I think we're good until then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mrs. Leonetti, are you on the call?
Good morning. Yes, I am. I just wanted to let you know we just finished our full payment deadline on April 30th, and right now we are pretty much 61.82% collected on tax collecting, and we're just getting ready for second half payments on June 15th. That's about all I have to report.
from our district attorney's required, or our surveyor. Not, we'll move on. Unfinished business, item B, discussion and consideration of the five-star grant submission. Mr. Dorkin.
Commissioners, before you is a grant application, and I ask Finance Director Kristen Colbert to please chime in at any time. But before you is a grant application for a five-star program. And I'd ask the board to approve this submission. Ms. Colbert, is there anything you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is that the committee did vote to actually to ask for the funding. And that's what this agreement is.
We have any questions from the board at this time?
No questions.
Any concerns from council?
I sent the email. One question.
Okay. If there are no other questions or concerns, we'll entertain a motion this time, please.
I motion to approve the five-star grant submission.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pretty-Silver?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese-Silver?
Yes. Item C, consideration of Starkville property sale. Mr. Duncan.
Commissioner, before you is a consideration of the Starkville property. So the board took action on this topic last meeting, but I inadvertently missed the price of the property was sold at. So that has been changed to the correct price. I've asked the board to approve this deed and the sale of that Starkville property with the corrected price.
There are no questions or concerns? Entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval of the Starkville property sale.
With the corrected price, and I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes. And we've got about 10 minutes before we start this public hearing for Monument Lake with Buckhorn Ridge Outfitters. We need to entertain a motion to suspend this meeting at this time at the 5-minute recess.
Motion to suspend the meeting with the recommended recess.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peter Sopin?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Sopin?
Yes. Be right back, folks.
I forgot completely why he was here.
Are you planning to use yet, Joe?
To come ask for
packets.
Are you planning to use? Are we unmuted?
You're unmuted.
This time we'll call a public hearing to order. Work County Commissioner regarding Buckhorn Ridge Outfitters LLC, Monument Lake. Good morning, everybody. I believe we have Mr. Brett McGraw, the applicant, in the audience today. So during the public hearing, we'll convene. We'll move forward and have testimony regarding. We do have a sign-in sheet, and I believe we need to collect that, see if we have anybody else sign in. I'm sorry to interrupt that. We will have a question and answers after you are sworn in by our county attorney. We have Mr. Messis from our clerk's recorders here as office as well. And also for those on the call, if you wish to provide testimony regarding the Monument Lake application for the liquor license, you may do so as well when I call for anyone on the call. And you'll need to announce your name and be sworn in as well for testimony. So we'll move forward with Mr. Messis from our clerk and recorder's office. We'll start the public hearing.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Joseph Mestis, Chief Deputy Clerk with the Clerk of the Recorder's Office.
And reasonable. He's all in for this testimony about to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. We have got a concurrent review application for Buckhorn Ridge Outfitters LLC for Monument Lake Resort. Again, as he stated, we've got Mr. Brett McGraw here with us. I've worked with Brett and his staff on this application, and everything to us appears to be good. The state has also been doing a concurrent review, and my emails with them show that everything appears to be good. So we're just here today to complete the process.
Mr. Messis, I reviewed the application quite thoroughly. I somehow might have not been included in the packet copy of the check submitted. Are those?
We do have those.
Okay, so I don't need to go.
Mm-hmm. We do, yeah. The state check was already submitted, and I get the check for the county here as well.
We have any other questions from the board?
No, thank you. There is an email here that came from the Department of Regulatory Agency, so I believe that suffices and covers your recommendation.
Okay. Well, that's all that we have.
Please stay in the room, Mr. Messis, in case we call you back for anything else.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. This time we'll call Mr. Brett McGraw. Morning and welcome.
Morning.
Please raise your right hand. You call the question of the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please state your name.
Brett McGraw.
Good morning, Mr. McGraw. Thank you for being here with us this morning and for taking on this great opportunity of Monument Lake and being part of our community. The lake has been a huge haven for residents for many, many years, including myself. Sure, enjoy that property. We'd like to understand what you are applying for. We've read it up or amongst ourselves. Well, I have one question for you regarding the liquor license. It is just for a retail license for the bar and restaurant, correct?
Correct.
So it is not a package at all. No, I didn't see a package application, correct?
No. As of right now, we're just doing the restaurant and hotel.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about Buckhorn Ridge Applications?
We started out back in 2017, a family-owned business. Had an opportunity to get licensed on Horse Creek Reservoir as a pontoon service or a full service, really a tour company that we take large parties, 15, 17 people out at a time. We have several boats, so sometimes those groups are 30 to 34 people. And we're full service, cook for them, clean for them, navigate, get paddle boards in and out, and we just do the whole thing. We do about 400 plus trips a year on horse for people. And I've been in the transportation industry for years. Prior to that, I was a football player, played recently in the NFL. But being in the transportation business, it's a hard business, you know, I'm a servant. My family, we're servants. We like to serve people and put smiles on people's face. And so when we saw this opportunity at Horse Tooth, you know, kind of went at it as a family, a wife and four daughters. And we just really found our calling in the service business. And although I do still have transportation companies, I've made a hard turn to the hospitality and service business because we found a great joy. We've done some really awesome things out of Monument. I think you guys will see and be very happy with the improvements that have been made in a short time.
That's some bonus, thank you. As a liquor license owner myself, I tend to scrutinize and really dive into these liquor licenses quite thoroughly. I did see preferred cartridge, is that how it says, Prince?
Cartridge.
Cartridge Service is also a liquor licensed distributor or carrier, correct?
We're a transportation company, but we're not liquor licensed. Now, Buckhorn Ridge Outfitters does have a liquor license to transport, so we can take people on our boats at the Horse Tooth
misunderstood. I thought it's a liquor, like a trucking company, transport of liquor products.
That's not. I mean, we have transported not liquor but beer products. Not very often. We're more in the meat business.
Okay. Because I just saw that and I was like, do you have to be licensed by the distributor to carry that, or by the state to backtail? Because most distributors carry their own trucking companies. So like Budweiser, for example, Eagle Rock, they have their own trucks. National Distributor of National, they have their own trucking companies.
We won't carry the products that come to Monument Lake Resort. My transportation companies won't do that. It'll be done through the distributor. We've taken it from the manufacturer, bulk load, large.
And for that, you have to have a state license to do?
No. Right.
Okay, that's the only concerns that I had on this application. Do we have any questions for the board?
No, I see that you have a 3-year agreement with the City of Trinidad for the resort. Is it a 2-year?
I'm sorry?
A 2-year or a 3-year agreement on the lease?
It's a 3-year and then basically automatic renewals beyond that. If we're happy and they're happy. And,
very good.
And so, yeah.
No, I don't have any other questions. Chair, you have pretty much asked the questions I had.
No questions. Yes. Okay, do we have anybody on the call today that would like to give testimony at this time? Okay, having none, we will entertain a motion at this time.
One question everybody wants to know, do you play with the Broncos?
No. At friends have played with them, but now not now. I went out to New Orleans and the Browns.
All right, very good. You're in Bronco country, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
I like the Broncos. They're all right. Some years.
I like to motion to approve the liquor license for Buckhorn Ridge Outfitters. LLC, Monument Lake.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes, and welcome. Look forward to coming up and enjoying. We did see the invitation.
Yeah.
May 8th.
Saturday. This is coming Saturday. We're going to just kind of roll out our menu and let everybody try it out and just kind of roam around the resort and look at what was, you know, the renovations that we've done and just kind of show it off to you guys and the city, of course. You know, I know that everybody kind of steps out and crosses their fingers whenever a new, you know, concessionaire comes in. So we want to certainly give you guys peace of mind that we're moving in a very good direction.
Thank you for investing in Los Angeles County.
Thank you.
This time I call this hearing closed. Entertain a motion to go back into regular session, please.
Motion to go back into regular session.
Second.
Thank you for the presentation.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lisa?
Yes. Consideration of CS Retech reappointment, Gabriel Moreno.
Commissioners, before you is the reappointment, board's consideration of reappointment, Gabriel Moreno to the SC Retech board. The board has, I think, two appointments or three appointments towards on this board. Gabe has served there before and done a good job in my opinion. In front of you for your consideration. Three and four.
I don't have any concerns. Any concerns for the board? Entertain a motion, please.
I move to reappoint Gabriel Moreno as senior retired.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese?
Yes, item B, consideration of IFB 21. -R004 EIAF grant 9342, placing asphalt on county roads 20.1, 20.2, 67.8, and 18.3.
Commissioner, before you is the bid results of bid request for IFB 21R004, as you alluded to. Chairman paving in various county road segments. The following results: Osterberg Sand and Gravel, $773,977.61. And no other bids were submitted. So Osterberg Sand is the only one. And Randy Bowman, our assistant out the road bridge department, did send the email and the invite for bids to Perry Corp, ABC, Martin Marietta, Torres, Leone, with repeating myself, no other bids received except from Osmer Sand and Gravel. So that's the board to approve Osmer Sand and Gravel as a bid of $773,977.61. We had $800,000 budget for this project. $500,000 received, $400,000 county road bridge funds, $400,000 Department of Affairs Energy Impact Assistance Funds.
Bill, are you required to reach out to those residents along those roads?
We're not required, but I think this is a good idea. And everybody south of Walmart, I believe, is aware of that. Those are the longest canyon there. I had tried reaching out to some of those, but I've not had any luck, frankly. But I'll continue with that.
Thanks, Bill.
Any other questions? Entertain a motion, please.
I motion to approve the IFB 21-R004 cut mix asphalt to Rossmer Sand and Gravel for $773,077.61.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese?
Yes. Consideration, item C, consideration of adopting resolution 21-09, VRO Wireless SUP 21-003. Read the resolution, please.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, entering determination on special use permit number, special use permit application number 2021-003, by Mr. Carr, Kyle Donato of Viral. Juarez is seeking authorization to construct and operate a cellular telephone communications tower with ancillary structures. Our tract of land is situated in part of Section 28, Township 29 South, and 65 West of the 6th Principal Meridian. Resolution 21-019. Whereas Mr. Powell, you're not representing Viral Wireless, has filed special use permit application number 2021-003, seeking approval to construct and operate a 195 feet, 195 inch tall cellular communications tower with ancillary structures on tract of land located in part of Section 28, Township 29 South, Range 65 West of the 6th Principal Meridian. Whereas Los Angeles County Planning Commission reviewed special use permit application number 2021-003 at its meeting held on March 1st, 2021, and recommended approval of said application to the Board of County Commissioners. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners held a public hearing on April 6, 2021, at which time the public was afforded an opportunity to make comment on special use permit application number 2021-003. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that findings, the Board of County Commissioners hereby finds that Mr. Kyle Donato, represented by Arrow Wireless, has met all conditions set forth under Los Angeles County Land Use Code application applicable to special use permit application number 2021-003, and determination of Board of County Commissioners hereby approves special use application number 2021-003, hereby authorized construction and operation of 195 feet cellular communications tower and ancillary structure on tract of land located part of Section 28, Township 29 South, Range 65 West of the 6th Principal Meridian. On the motion made and second, affirming vote, this resolution was adopted this 4th day of May 2021 by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
Any questions or concerns? Entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval of the resolution 21-019, the Arrow Wireless SGP 21-003.
Second.
Mr. Griegsopper?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Griegsopper?
Yes. Item D, consideration of adopting resolution 21-020 by Arrow Wireless SGP 21-004. I read the resolution, sir.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, where rendering determination on special use permit application number 2021-004, filed by Mr. Kyle Leonardo of Viero Wireless, is seeking authorization to construct and operate a cellular telephone communications tower with ancillary structures on tract of land situated in part of Section 22, Township 30 South, Range 65 West of the 6th Principal Meridian. Resolution number 21-020. Whereas Mr. Kyle Donato, represented by Arrow Wireless, has filed special use permit application number 2021-004, seeking approval to construct and operate a 330 feet tall cellular telephone communications tower with ancillary structures on tract of land located in part of Section 22, Township 30 South, Range 65 West, and 6 Principal Meridian. Whereas Los Angeles County Planning Commission reviewed special use permit application number 2021-004 at its meeting held on March 1st, 2021, and recommended approval of said application to the Board of County Commissioners. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners saw public hearing on April 6th, 2021, at which time the public was afforded an opportunity to make comment on special use permit application number 2021-004. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, findings, the Board of County Commissioners hereby finds that Mr. Kyle Donato, representing Viero Wireless, has met all conditions set forth under the Los Angeles County Land Use Code applicable to special use permit application number 2021-004, and two, determination of Board of County Commissioners hereby approves special use permit application number 2021-004, hereby authorizing construction and operation of 330-foot cellular communications tower and ancillary structures on tract land located on part of Section 22, Township 30 South, Range 65 West, and 6 Principal Meridian. Upon a motion made and second, and affirmatively vote, this resolution was adopted this 4th day of May 2021, by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
If there are no concerns or questions, entertain a motion, please.
I move to approve the resolution 21-020 by IR Wireless, AZB21-004.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Sobich?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Sobich?
Yes. Item E, consideration of adopting resolution 21-021, BAPA Construction LLP's SUP 2021-005, completed the
resolution. Resolution of the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, making findings and rendering determination on special use permit application 2021-005 of BAPA Construction to revise original approval of SUP 2020-002 to build a construction office and shop on the north half of the north half of section 8, township 33 south, and 63 west at 6th principal meridian, aka Lot 2, requesting to revise approval the construction office and shop to be built on Lot 1. Resolution 20-021, whereas David Baca, owner of Baca Construction LLC, has filed a special use permit application 21-005 by Baca Construction revised original approval SUP 2020-002 to build a construction office and shop on the north half of Section 8, Township 33 South, Range 63 West, and 6th principal meridian, aka Lot 2, requesting revised approval the construction office and shop to be built on Lot 1. And whereas Los Angeles County Planning Commission reviews special use permit application 2021-005 at its meeting held on March 15, 2021, recommended approval of said application to Board of County Commissioners. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners held a public hearing on April 6, 2021, at which time the public was afforded an opportunity to make comment on special use permit application 2021-005. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one findings. The Board of County Commissioners hereby finds that Baca Construction LLC has met all conditions set forth under the Los Angeles County Land Use Code applicable to special use permit application 2021-005 determination. Number two, determination. The Board of County Commissioners hereby approves special use permit application 2021-005 of Baca Construction to revise original approval of SUP 2020-002 to build a construction office and shop on north half of Section 8, Township 33 South, Road 63 West, and 6th principal meridian, aka Lot 2, requesting to revise approval of construction office and shop to be built on Lot 1. On the motion made, a second affirmative vote, this resolution will be adopted as support they have made, 2021, by order of the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
Entertain a motion at this time, please.
Move for the approval of resolution 21-021, Baca Construction LLP's SUP 2021-005.
Second that motion.
Commissioner Briggs Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Sobich?
Yes. Item F, consideration of adopting resolution 21-023, reappointing Rick Coon to E911 Board.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, making an appointment to Los Angeles County E911 Authority Board of Directors, resolution number 21-023. Whereas through an intergovernmental agreement, IGA, Los Angeles County and the City of Trinidad created Los Angeles County Emergency 911 Authority, and whereas the E911 Authority is governed by a 9-member board of directors appointed for the purpose of providing policy guidance and direction for the operations of two-way radio dispatching and emergency service providers within Los Angeles County and the City of Trinidad, including law enforcement, fire response, and emergency medical services. And whereas, as set out in the IGA, Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners authorized to appoint 3 persons to represent Los Angeles County to the E911 Authority Board of Directors. And whereas a vacancy exists on the Board of Directors for a position subject to appointment by the Board of County Commissioners, and whereas recommendations for appointment were duly sought by Los Angeles County and qualifying entities have made an appointment recommendation to the Board of County, to the Board of Commissioners, hereby attached hereto and made part of this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that the Board of Commissioners hereby affirms the reappointment of Mr. Rick Coon to serve a term from the date of this appointment until April of 2024. Upon motion made and seconded, affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted this 4th day of May 2021 by order of Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
There are no questions or concerns. Entertain a motion, please.
I motion to approve resolution 21-023, reappointing Mr. Wickham to the E911 board.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item G, consideration of diesel fuel bids.
Commissioners, the Road and Bridge Department solicited bids for approximately 7,200 gallons of diesel fuel to be delivered to our storage tank at the fairgrounds with the following results. Acorn Petroleum, $2.583 per gallon, extended price $16,597.60. Lana Valley, $2.3 per gallon, $16,560. World Fuel, $2.464 per gallon, $17,740.80. Wallace Oil, low bid. So that's the board to approve the low bid of Lahana Valley Oil, $2.3 per gallon, standard price $16,560.
Any questions or concerns? Entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval and award decent bid to Lahana Valley Oil.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item H, consideration of letter of support for Barney Forest and Wildfire Risk Mitigation Grant application. Mr. Darman.
Commissioner, similar to what was presented to the board a few meetings back from Barney requesting letter of support. At that time, it was for a federal Forest Service mitigation plan on wildfires. This is similar to it, said this is for the state of Colorado, Colorado Forest Service.
Having read the letter, I have no concerns or questions. What do you think on the board?
No, I think this is one of those very good supports. You know, we all know that fire mitigation is something that we need to do more in the San Luis County, specifically on the west part of our county. So, yeah, we need to live here.
I don't think we need to read the letter aloud, do we?
No, it's not.
Okay. I entertain a motion at this time, please.
I motion to approve the letter of support for Barney Forest and Wildlife Risk Mitigation Grant application.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes. Item I, consideration of adopting resolution 21-024, right to farm and ranch. Mr. Burnham.
Commissioners, before you is resolution 21-024, resolution of Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing right to farm and ranch policy, resolution 21-024, whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, print board imprint, recognizes the importance of ranching, farming, and other agricultural activities and operations in Los Angeles County, including the protection of the viability of such activities. Whereas protecting agricultural operators from complaints about illegal and non-negligent agricultural operations activities by residents is desirable, whereas to maintain the quality of life, the value of property of all citizens of Los Angeles County, as well as the economic viability of those engaged in ranching and farming, it is important that the agricultural operations of the county be permitted to continue as they have, as unaffected as possible by the pressure of growth and land use. Whereas pursuant to Article 3.5, Title 35, Colorado Revised Statutes, it is the declared policy of the state of Colorado to conserve, protect, and encourage the development and improvement of agricultural lands of the production of food and other agricultural products. Colorado General Assembly has also recognized that when non-agricultural land uses extend into agricultural areas, agricultural operations often become the subject of nuisance litigations and further that a number of agricultural operations have been forced to cease operations and many others are discouraged from making investments in farm operations as a result of such losses. The state has also stated the purpose of Article 3.5 is to reduce the loss of state of Colorado of its agricultural resources by limiting the circumstances of which agricultural operation may be deemed a nuisance. Whereas pursuant to the Colorado Revised Statute 35-3.5102(1), an agricultural operation is not or shall become a public or private nuisance as a result in change of ownership, non-permanent cessation, or interruption of farming, participation in a government-sponsored agricultural program, employment of new technology, or change in the type of agricultural product produced, provided that it was not a nuisance at the time the operation began, and also provided that it is not a negligent operation, and that a change in an operation or a substantial increase in size of operation does not result in private or public nuisance. Whereas the board pursuant to CRS 29-20-104(1), (imprint), 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 and (imprint), (imprint), has the authority to plan for regulated land use by preserving important areas, regulating land use from its impact on the community or surrounding areas, and planning for regulating land use that provides planned and orderly land use and protection of the environment consistent with constitutional rights. Whereas examples of these conflicts include, but are not limited to, livestock on highway and county roads trespassed by livestock, harassment of livestock and livestock losses due to free roaming dogs, fence construction and maintenance, chemical applications, maintenance of ditches across private property, stormwater management, burning of wheat, burning of ditches, complaints about noise, dust, exhaust, and odor, disposal of dead animals, weeds, and pest control, and trespass. Whereas Colorado is an open range fence law state, whereas board has determined that it is desirable and beneficial to the citizens of Los Angeles County to establish and adopt a resolution, a right to farm and a right to ranch and farm policy involving the elements of protection of agricultural operations, education of property owners and the public, and resolution of disputes. And whereas the board attempt and aspire to conserve, enhance, and encourage ranch and farming and all manner of agricultural activities and operations within Los Angeles County, minimize potential conflicts between agricultural and non-agricultural uses of land. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, policy statement, it is the policy of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County that ranch and farming and all manner of traditional agricultural activities and operations throughout Los Angeles County are integral elements and necessary for the continued viability of the county's historic economic landscape, lifestyle, and culture. Given their importance to Los Angeles County and Colorado, agricultural lands and operations are worthy of recognition and protection. Colorado is a right to farm state pursuant to Section 3.5101. Whatever that is, county attorney. Colorado Revised Statute landowners, residents, and visitors must be prepared to accept the activities, sounds, sights, sounds, and smells of Los Angeles County's agricultural operations as a normal and necessary aspect of living in a county with a strong rural character and a healthy ranch and farming sector. Those with an urban sensitivity may perceive such activities, sights, sounds, and smells as filthy, environmentally unfriendly, inconveniences, eyesores, noises, nuisance, and odors. However, state law and county policy provide that ranching or other agricultural activities and operations within Los Angeles County should not be considered to be a nuisance as long as they are operated in conformance with the law and in a non-negligent manner. Therefore, all must be prepared to encounter noises, odors, lights, mud, dust, smoke, chemicals, machinery on public roads, livestock on public roads, storage and disposal of manure in the application of spraying, in the application of by spraying or otherwise of chemical fertilizers, soil amendments, herbicides, and pesticides according to applicable law, any one or more of which may naturally occur as a part of legal and non-negligent agricultural operations. In addition, all owners of land with a ranch or residence have obligations under state law, county regulations with regard to the maintaining of fences and irrigation, which is controlling weeds, keeping livestock and pets under control, and other aspects of using and maintaining property. Residents and landowners are encouraged to learn about these rights and responsibilities and to act as good neighbors and citizens of the county. Two, public education and information campaign. The board shall use county staff to support efforts to educate, inform, and inform the public of the right to farm policy. Such efforts shall include posting policy on the county's website, social media sites, and distribution with the issuance of building and land use permits. On a motion made and second and affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted as 4th May 2021 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
I, for one, am happy this is brought before our board today and thankful that we have an opportunity to express our feelings here in Los Angeles County and regarding our farmers and ranchers in Los Angeles County. So, that's the only comments I have regarding this. Any other comments or concerns from the board?
I'd just like to thank Phil for the week that he spent drafting this document. That's pretty lengthy, but thank you. Thank you for your due diligence.
You're welcome. Yes, I extend my sincere thanks as well, because this is so much needed in the continued attack against ag statewide.
Commissioner Hass, would you like to make the motion?
I move to approve the resolution 21-024, right to farm and ranch.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
100% yes. With a horn on. Item J, discussion and consideration of L3 DOS Aviation lease at Perry Stoke. Airport, Mr. Orkin.
Commissioner, it's been a long time coming, but we were approached by L3 DOS Aviation to lease two offices out of Perry Stokes Airport Terminal. And actually, they are talking about doing touch and goes out of the airport also. It's some of their pilots that they'll be training. And that, of course, has nothing to do with the lease agreement. The lease agreement is for those offices inside the Perry Stokes Airport Terminal. And I think we've got all the wrinkles ironed out of this lease agreement.
Any questions or comments from the board at this time?
Yay, we need to generate some revenue.
My only question is, I know our legal counsel has read this and probably memorized most of it. Any concerns?
No main changes, and they'll pass them on and they agree. So that's right.
For those that are listening, she said no concerns. She didn't use her microphone. Well, again, I'm glad as well to see this come to fruition, see some revenue generated out there for our community and for our employees. Having said that, we'll entertain a motion this time, please.
And a motion to approve the L3 DOS Aviation lease at Perry Stokes Airport.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item 10, financial matters. Considerations of bills and payroll for the second half of April 2021. Mrs. Copley, are you on?
I am on. Payroll as of April 30th, 2021 is $168,295.91. Any questions on payroll?
Not at this time.
Okay. Bills paid on April 21st, $32,673.66. Bills paid on April 28th, $152,928.84. Any questions?
Let's see. The only question I have, and it's probably going to be when we pay royalties at a crushing site, do we do it on a quarterly basis? Am I on NDA?
We do it after the board awards contracted crushing and various benefits. Initially, there's three of them. Once the crushing operation is out of the pit, and the how many tons was crushed at that time is to pay the award.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mrs. Coburn?
I'm sorry, what I you were muffled. What did you say?
Anything else you have to add?
No, I don't. That's it.
Entertain a motion this time for no further questions.
Move for the approval of the bills and payroll for the second half of April 2021.
Second.
Commissioner Peter Slipper?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes. Executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 24-6-402-4B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, drug testing. Item B, SPPRCDIGA. And item C, SB 21-238, Rock Range Drift. And we added the Resolution 21-025C PACE program and the courthouse phase two estimate coverage, overage. Any motion, please?
Motion to go into executive session with 5 minute recess.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peter Slipper?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call today.
Kim and Chrissy, if you're still on, please come up to executive. Thank you.